The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, he's Jeff Phelps, I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. We will bring in Andrew Siciliano at 11:20, Kevin Stefanski's press conference at high noon. Chris Rose from the NFL Network, and of course Rose Rotation, is going to join us at 12:20. And then we're going to hear Jameis Winston at 1 o'clock. So we have all kinds of stuff coming up.
Yeah.
We started the show off today talking about a story that's on Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer, and it's, is the Browns' Brook Park plan even viable? A new City Hall report casts doubt. So City Hall went out, they did a study, and it's just saying, you know, why having a dome in Brook Park is bad. Is that the best way to put this?
Why they... To me, it's they're basically just saying, hey, that won't work. That's a bad idea. That won't work, and here's why. And we spent money, taxpayer money, to combat the Browns ownership wanting to build something different.
There was a part of the story that I think is totally legit that, you know, if you build the dome in Brook Park, yeah, I could see where some events, like some concerts, would rather go to the dome than they would to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, which is in Cleveland.
Bigger venue.
But what's the difference between that and having a concert in the summer at Cleveland Browns Stadium? Isn't that taking away from Rocket Mortgage?
Yeah, except for one thing.
But then people still have to stay downtown?
You could, in theory, put more concerts because you have a bigger window of weather.
Right.
Which, of course, you know, heaven forbid we bring 60,000 people to an event in Northeast Ohio. Because nobody will stay in downtown Cleveland hotels or go to Cleveland to eat dinner at the fine restaurants in town.
So you're saying if we did get the opportunity to have a Super Bowl, that would mean that no one would stay downtown?
No, they'd all stay south of Brook Park.
Oh, in what, 10 cities or where? So you're saying that none of the hotels in downtown Cleveland would benefit if they got a Final Four?
You know what I don't get, Andy?
I'm confused. Do you think the Mid-American Conference would move the MAC championship here?
I don't get
that we would be taking money away from Detroit.
Here's what I don't get. You have an ownership of a team that's looking down the road. They're looking to build something that's pretty big and pretty impressive and really forward this thing. Okay? Now can they pull it off? I don't know. I'm not the money guy. But by God, they got a vision and they have a plan and they have an interest in investing in Northeast Ohio. And Cleveland, right now anyway, wants to think small. Hey, let's just put more money into the place on the lake and we're okay.
Well, whose money?
Taxpayer money.
Okay.
That's where Cleveland's money comes from, is taxpayers. Or, you know, in some way, shape,
and business,
or form.
And business taxes.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're all taxpayers. People who stay in hotels are taxpayers.
True.
So they want to spend taxpayer money on that. Is there no compromise where, hey, we understand you want to build something really big and forward thinking. Let's help do that, and maybe we can do it here in the city of Cleveland. We're not hearing, I've not heard that aspect of this. Hey, let's take what you want to build and let's find a place in Cleveland. Can you imagine some of the opportunities that might be between downtown and the Cleveland Clinic and University Circle? Tie all that together? Oh, my God. How cool would that be for the city?
Wait, you're saying put a dome between in the I'm saying that again.
We have Cleveland downtown.
Right.
And we have University Circle and
right.
Cleveland Clinic and all that.
Yeah.
How about somewhere in between? I know there's stuff there now. Okay, well.
You're going to start tearing stuff down?
People tear stuff down all the time, Andy, and build new stuff.
Well, they'd have to displace a lot of people that live in that region.
Well, maybe not.
Midtown.
Maybe not. You don't think you can find 176 acres out there that might be viable?
Between downtown and University Circle?
Yeah, maybe.
Then the next question, Jeff, it's not, there's no freeway access to that. Opportunity Corridor would be close. There's no quick freeway access.
Well,
you're clogged up on 55.
All I know is you keep telling me how tough it is to get into the stadium, and you know why? Because you're right. That's why.
Let's go to Angela in Rocky River. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hello, Angela.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm well. Okay, couple things. You know, we come from Rocky River into the stadium. It is so easy. I mean, it's amazing how easily we get in and we get out. Maybe that's different from the east side or south side. I don't know. But
okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. What time are you arriving?
Usually by 9.
So you're there at 9 o'clock in the morning. So
there's no traffic at 9.
And you do realize they don't close down streets till I think, an hour and a half before the game.
So, you're right. You're absolutely right. So that is easy. But getting out's easy, too, because we just hop right on the shoreway. And that's, you know, everything's open by then. And we have a lot of people come in from all over the place to go to my husband. They have a tailgate. They've had it for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And so people come in from all over. Sometimes they go to the game, sometimes they don't. And the thing that I would miss, or they would miss, and we hear this comment all the time, is what a great place it is to go to a game, because you can go to the tailgate, and then if you're not going to the game, you can walk to a bar, you can walk to the flats, you can go, you know, you can leave and take an Uber out of town. If you're going to the game, you walk to the game from the tailgate. That it's, you know, it's that there's not a lot of stadiums left that you can do that. Or,
wow,
you know, if
totally
you go to a bar,
disagree with that, but keep going. Yes.
What? And you go to Kansas City, somebody waited two hours to get an Uber after the game.
Okay, so there's one stadium. That what they did there was also a brilliant idea, that they put two stadiums in the same vicinity. And by the way, you know what they want? The Royals want out of there.
I know.
So I can tell you that pretty much any 100,000 seat stadium that I've been to for college football all have the amenities that you're talking about, that you can walk to a bar, you can walk to the stadium. I'm just trying to think of
Angela,
NFL stadiums.
You want the city to invest in the Haslam's hundreds of millions of dollars in the existing facility. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
No, not in the existing. I agree with you that that maybe there is another location. I think they ruined it 25 years ago, or whenever it was in 90, when they put the stadium on the lake. I think that was the biggest travesty. But it seems like, I don't know, by the post office, take the post office, put that somewhere else.
So they're already putting a soccer stadium pretty close to that right now, too. That's in the works.
Well, see?
That's all right.
But it's such a nice place for people to come visit, because there is so much access. And, you know, I agree with the previous caller, too, that I don't think people are going to Brook Park on a random Tuesday in February to, you know, go hang out.
If Taylor Swift was there, you think they'd be there?
Yeah, but again, you're talking 10 times, you know, total of 10 times a year. And you know what?
Yeah.
If the Haslams want to do that and spend their money like they did in L.A., and I've been to that stadium in L.A., fine, go for it. I mean, that's
exactly.
In the middle of a neighborhood.
That's a great point, Angela.
Agree that's
with
a great
that.
Point, Angela.
All right, thanks, Angela. Appreciate it. Chuck's in Cleveland.
Angela,
hi, Chuck.
Nobody went out to Randall Park Mall until they built it.
To which mall?
Randall Park, when it was out there.
Well, why would it? But it was still freeway accessible. It was always freeway accessible.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they built it, and everybody went out there. And it didn't last, but malls don't last anymore.
That's true.
Very few.
Hi, Chuck.
How you doing?
Good.
I grew up in Brook Park. It's a wonderful city. You know, they lost the Ford plant, and they lost their tax base.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
This is a wonderful thing for the city. Both cities. Because it alleviates all your parking problems downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the last caller said something about walking to bars and stuff. Well, have you seen the facility he wants to put in there?
Yes.
You see what they're putting in Berea.
Yeah, that's pretty serious. Isn't
they
it?
Just got all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to tie all their stuff together in a smaller area. So they don't have to travel the 15 minutes by highway to the stadium from their practice facility. Everything's right there.
Yeah.
Everything's within 5 minutes of each other.
Yep.
We're with you, Chuck. All right. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. Let's finish this up with Jim in Strongsville. Friend of the show, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hello, James.
Guys, listen, I know there's a lot of, like, sentimental reasons or whatever else to try to put. It's not going downtown. It's going in Brook Park. Forget downtown. Jeff, your idea was really nice, but there's no freeway access. There's no single owner of property that you can just go swing in and buy a whole slot of land from. So that idea, downtown's dead. That that in terms of whatever, but the idea of the stadium going down there is dead. It's gone.
Jim, let me ask you this, though. And I agree with you. I just threw out the idea of downtown. Brook Park sitting there, I'd put it right there. But why is the city then not pitching other options other than renovating the old place?
Well, they did. Remember, there was the Channel 3 FBI building option.
Has that been legit, though?
Well, it was an option. I mean, people never wanted it.
They wanted to move on. You got to look at it this way. Everybody's talking about bars and access to bars. Listen, I go to every home game, right? Yes, they're okay. So there were bars, but guess what they had to do? The whole party down on West 6th is closed down now. Do you know why? There's a giant presence down there because they couldn't control the crime going on around it, and it wasn't the people going to the games. So don't tell me about walk to a bar. That's maybe before the game. Very few people are going to a bar after the game. I mean, and honestly, the city with all the police that are down there. Because I asked the cop when we were down there, the mayor was sick and tired of it, and like it was unlike him to show this. It is a huge police presence down there on game day now. And that's not a mistake. They don't want it. Why would they want to bring the elements? You know what I mean? Tailgating brings in this element that is not conducive to regular, everyday city functioning. So there's just a lot of reasons not to have it there. Be happy. He's going to build a very nice thing. And look, everybody's like, well, are you going to go? People don't go to Crocker Park because that's pretty much what Jimmy's trying to do over there. That's my only point, guys.
It could hurt Crocker Park, right? If you're a Crocker Park, it could hurt.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It could hurt Cracker Park, but I doubt it.
Yes.
I think it'll help everybody. Look, there's plenty to go around, plenty for all of us. Plenty for me, plenty for you. Maybe not enough for Jeff, but plenty for everybody else.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye, Jim. Thank you. All right. Can we put a bow on this? I just think this was a cute article that came out this morning. It's something you'll think about and maybe Google about 5 years from now. Remember when they were questioning Brook Park? What?
This has become a very adversarial situation, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why. It doesn't have to. Try and figure it out. And the Cuyahoga County folks aren't on board either, and it's staying in Cuyahoga County, which, okay, if the city of Cleveland really wants the Browns to stay in the city of Cleveland, come up with some ideas, some thoughts, some cash, and help them do that. And if you don't want to do that, well, then let them go to Brook Park. You're still going to get hotels and restaurants and everything else.
Hey, all maybe go build a couple more hotels right there by the airport, and they'll be in the city of Cleveland.
On Cleveland property, Andy?
Yes. What a thought. All right, I'm done making sense. All right, 216-474-0092. That's the number to call. You know who we're going to be talking to next. Andrew Siciliano from the Browns Radio Network. He joins us next, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.